Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
You know, over the years, we've learned what to, well, in our mind, expect with our multiple vitamins and our minerals and things that we use and, you know, what to kind of expect from them when we're using a quality product. But I think today our probiotic expectations might be a little bit out of sorts. And I think a lot of people are confused as to what we really should expect from a probiotic. Natasha, when we start talking about expectations, what should people expect from a probiotic if they choose wisely?
Well, first of all, you know, if they choose widely, they should see a radical improvement in their digestive process. And we also encourage them to change their diet, because if they're eating fast food hamburgers and taking a probiotic, the probiotic will help, but it will not work quick enough to give them the results that they want. So, you know, it's a pot responsibility. You can't just be making decisions that you're going to pop a pill with no consequences to your dietary consideration. And that's why knowing exactly what's in your probiotic and what's, you know, in the product when you take it is so important, because these beneficial bacteria have to be able to produce substances to make them more competitive with the bad bacteria that are trying to park on your intestinal wall and interfere with your immune system and interfere with the neurons that are part of your second brain. If these organisms don't come equipped in your body to do their best, you're not going to see the miraculous effect of a true probiotic. And that's why it's so important. It's important for the store owner to make sure that there is some third-party analysis of the product that's on the shelf, and actually find out who the actual manufacturer is. You know, going back to the standards said that not only the company that's selling the product, but the actual manufacturer has to comply with these standards and prove that each batch actually contains the organisms listed on the label, and that there's a genetic identification of each organism, and that genetic identification is true from batch to batch. I can assure you that none of these multi-strain products even, you know, can guarantee what's in the product by the time it reaches your lips, nor can they guarantee, you know, if they have genetic sequencing of the bacteria they have on the label. That is so important. That's like, you know, sending a horse that's never run a race to, you know, one of the Kentucky Derby and expect that horse to win when it's never even, you know, run in its life. So this is what we're expecting of these bacteria. Just because there's bacteria names on the label doesn't mean they're going to do anything for us. And in our, you know, state of health in this westernized civilization, we see the rise of disease associated with the health of our GI tract rising exponentially. And I'm not talking about that probiotics are providing a cure. I'm talking about that the diet and the probiotics and the exercise will give us the foundation for our body to age better and to function better, so we don't have this massive amount of ill health in our children, in our adolescents, in our adults, and in our, you know, aging population.
You know, I think what's interesting is that the sequence of events that is very important when they're looking about a probiotic, and these are things that probably most people don't think about, you know, the actual raw product and the growing of the bacteria and the capsulizing and or in the bottle in a powdered form, and then the shipping, and then getting to the store and what happens on the way to the store, and then how it's unpacked at the store and where it's stored in the store and how long it's stored at the store. And then when the consumer takes it out of the store, do they take it home and refrigerate it? Do they leave it in their car for a day? I mean, there's a lot of sequencing of events. You know, Marge, when you start thinking about that whole chain of events, you know, for a company to be able to bring a product and have it go through all this and then still bring a quality integrity to the lining of our gut, it's pretty involved.
I'm sure it's got to be extremely involved. You know, recently I've gotten into fermenting food at home, and I can tell you, I have grown a lot of mold, not intentionally, but it's just that simple act of learning to turn cabbage into sauerkraut, which is done through a bacterial fermentation, is hard to learn, and that's just making food. I can't imagine how difficult it is to find the strains that work and to get them in an atmosphere where they can live together in harmony and then get through our digestive system through, you know, all the things we eat and drink and establish themselves. And I think a lot of times when a consumer buys a probiotic without having that understanding of what's going to happen after you take it home and start taking it, I think sometimes that can lead them to a lot of disappointment. But when they try a product that's tried and true, and you know that it's going to do what that label is promising you, and they take it for a week, they take it for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden they have that moment of, wow, you know, I didn't get bloated after dinner last night. I didn't wake up in the morning with a stomach ache. I was able to have an easy bowel movement. And, you know, it begins to slowly creep into their head that, wow, I did get a product that's doing something because I'm seeing some changes. I'm seeing improvement. And then, you know, a lot of times people will switch, you know, they'll want to try something different. And I think sometimes when they do that is when they begin to find out on their own the difference. I think what the probiotic industry needs to do as a whole is make it so the consumer can know that going in instead of months and months of self-experimentation with various products.
No, I think you're right. You know, Natasha, it is confusing out there. And obviously, we have a lot to say. And, you know, there's a lot of information that needs to be brought out about standards and about integrity and quality and shipping and storage and the use of the product. And I think that, you know, like Marge said, you know, sometimes people get that glass-eyed look, you know, where they're just so overwhelmed. But the information still, nonetheless, needs to be brought out.
Well, you know what? First of all, as I say that, you know, probiotic supplementation is the most important health concept of the 21st century. And I can say this because I've been involved in this field for over 45 years. And I've been educating for 45 years. And the word probiotic was brought to the industry by me. And I sat on standards committees for 10 years and have been abused, have been ridiculed, sued, you name it, but I stood firm because why? The health of our nation is at stake, the health of our children. Look at the health of our children. And then if you can't go into a store and rely that this company has done the research and that they actually formulate and make this product, how can you trust what's on their label? Without that trust, especially when you talk about fermentation, and God bless Marge for telling you how difficult it is even to ferment cabbage at home, and you get, you know, these side organisms with these people who are telling you to use raw milk and ferment it, not understanding that raw milk has its own microorganisms there. And then when you don't properly inoculate the raw milk, you're going to have all kinds of organisms growing. And I think people have completely lost the sense of how food is made and what the microbes have on the effect of that food in our life. And I think that's what you're seeing, the explosion in our culture of so many chronic illnesses. It's coming to the point where if we have a growth in the rise of autism in this country, we're going to have completely dysfunctional children, and who's going to take care of our country? I think the health crisis has reached a proportion that all of us have to step back and say, you know, we have to hold these so-called manufacturers to account. It can't be that, you know, one contract manufacturer is producing for all the labels that are sitting on the shelf, and then we don't even know the composition of that product that's on the shelf, nor do we know what's really working and what's not, and whether or not these bacteria will even function in the body once they're ingested, because there's no third independent party testing these products on a regular basis off the shelf of the health food store or bought online from whoever, and making sure that they're not, you know, charging a membership or, you know, subjected to some kind of, you know, a lobbying effect from somebody who wants their product tested. This is what has to happen if we're going to turn around the health of our nation, and especially in the probiotic field. So I encourage all of you to become familiar with the probiotic standards. I just understood from my staff the standards will be going up in a couple of days on the Nature website.
Okay, great.
This is your chance to arm yourself with information. These are not just my standards. These are the standards adopted by the industry. On many of these committee meetings, 20 or more people from the industry, laboratories, university associations would sit, and we would all discuss the issues for hours and then vote on them, vote on what organisms were safe, what were not safe. This is what you have to know. Trust me when I tell you it's more important for you to learn your operating system, which is your GI tract with the microbes, than to learn the operating system you have on your cell phone. And to me, it's a tragedy that people know more about the function of their cell phone than they know about the function of their GI tract.
Well, I think what they do know today is that they're suffering. I think they know that they get annoyed by the symptoms. And the first thing that most people talk about is they'll say, you know, I just can't handle the discomfort anymore. And, you know, when I start talking about probiotics and digestive enzymes and changing your diet and exercise and, you know, and a better positive attitude and all those things that go into play, most people have been conditioned, Natasha, and I think Marge will attest to this as well. They've been conditioned or brainwashed, if you will, that just to look for the quick fix pill. And that's why people run to the drugstore first.
Well, I agree with that. And also how people, they want that miracle.
Yes, true.
I mean, there's recently been maybe it's a probiotic, maybe it's not, advertised that it's this miracle for weight loss. And when you read about it, they don't say one word about eating healthier food, drinking more water, getting exercise, staying away from sugary sodas, staying away from, you know, greasy fast food and processed flours. All they tell you is that you take this and it's going to solve your whole problem, that it's going to get rid of your belly fat. And I'm amazed how often people buy into that because the marketing is telling them what they want to hear. And there's not really one word about what this is. It's just that it's a miracle, and you're not going to have any belly fat if you start taking this. And, you know, to me, it saddens me when consumers fall for that, because if that existed, none of us would have any belly fat, and we couldn't even afford that pill. I mean, if there was that pill you could swallow and not change anything, and your belly fat went away, it would cost $1 million. But I think that's the way the marketing is hurting probiotics. Is there people out there selling a product that really isn't much of anything at all, but they're trying to sell you a promise instead of a result? And, you know, anybody can make you a promise, but what we want as an informed consumer is a promise that follows through, that you're going to tell me that this probiotic is going to improve my digestion. I'm going to have better elimination. I'm going to have less discomfort. But I also need to look at the food and drink I'm putting in my mouth. I need to get moving. I need to do things to help this wonderful probiotic to do its job to the best of its ability. And I think that's where there's sort of a missing step, you know, for the average consumer with the pill and the result. And I think probiotic companies that tell people, you know, something about the way they're eating, that you're going to need to improve the quality of food that goes in there with that quality probiotic to create a quality result.
Well, Natasha, you know that Natasha's feeling is the healthy trinity, which is an exercise that you can find and enjoy and do well and do consistently. Of course, you know, a better quality of eating and good quality foods and understanding the foods and the preparation and the cleaning of the foods correctly. And of course, a quality strain probiotic. Natasha, you've been saying that forever.
I have been saying that forever. And that's why I have consistently given free to all of our customers a very simple low-carbohydrate eating plan developed by a medical doctor. and a very simple walking exercise developed by a nationally recognized health and fitness expert. I give this free to each and every customer to encourage them to make a change and not to believe that they're going to buy this, you know, box of things from PBS from a doctor, and then they're going to listen to all the CDs, they're going to watch the DVD, and, you know, I know 90% of the people don't even follow the diet, the recipes recommended. It just looks good, and you know, you got to keep it simple. You have to keep it simple and allow people time to adjust, and that's why I try to keep it simple, and that's why we have trained probiotic consultants, because I have given my life to this. And these people really care. You know, the old timers like Marge and myself, we care about the people mm-hmm. who buy products from us because we want them to get better. It's not about making the sale. It's about making the people feel better and then enjoying the money that we got from that sale, because we know we've delivered a service in full honesty and commitment to make that person better. And Marge is absolutely right. You know, how many decades of what we call the promised magic pill or the promised magic, you know, exercise machine is going to, you know, make you look like the best model or the best bodybuilder in the world? It just doesn't happen. You know, we have to get serious, and we know the failure of every one of those diet clubs that you've joined. How many, what is the percentage? A lot of them went out of business, now went back into business, when they're giving you these controlled diets, but they don't really control the foods that you eat, and they don't really re-educate you to change your life. And I think it's part of each person's responsibility. What kind of industry, health food industry, do you want? Do you want the industry to be regulated by some standards and for people to really tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear? And if you want to transform the health of the country, that's what's needed. What we have now is just people catching what I call the latest, you know, fad, and then freezing that and amplifying that, and then everybody starts chattering about that without any investigation to the merit of that change. I mean, we should all know that for the last 50 or 60 years, we've been given this dietary pyramid from the USDA, which has now been shown not to be best for us, the amount of sugar and carbohydrates in our diet. Let's not do the same thing with the health food industry. Let's not sell ourselves the idea that we're going to get a quick fix and that we don't have to do the hard work and really think about the diet, the probiotic supplementation, and the exercise to make that transformative a result in our health.
Well, I think we've gotten great information today, and I thank you both for this great line of information, because it does come down to education. And it does come down to all of us having the availability of knowledge in front of us. But, you know, we've got to do our own homework, too. Although we can bring about the standards and we can make sure that the information is out there, but each of us on an individual level needs to take control of our health. We need to put our effort out there and start thinking that, you know, what we're doing right now is obviously not working. And for us to take ourselves to a better state of health and get back our health and feel better again and have more energy and, you know, be able to digest our foods on a more regular level. These are things that we need to focus on, because if we don't, we're all going to pay the ultimate price. And that ultimate price is going to be something that is both confusing and perplexing. And I think we all need to make sure we're doing everything we possibly can to stay as healthy as we possibly can. I want everybody to take the time to do something good for yourself. Do something great for yourself. Pick up a great quality probiotic. Ask questions. Make sure you know what you're using. Look to a quality diet and find an exercise program that works. Natasha calls this the healthy trinity. I call it healthy trinity, but also great healthy living and taking care of your body, maybe for the first time in a very, very long time. We need to do this. We owe ourselves this. And we're going to feel the ultimate benefit of being stronger and healthier and more rested and more positive. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. I thank you for listening, and stay well.